Well, Women Care Global, we are a nonprofit UK-based charity, and our focus is on quality, innovation, and choice as it relates to reproductive health care products for women. And what we've done is reproductive health care covers a huge span of products, both consumer and pharmaceutical, but we've decided our focus really is on quality, affordable products as it relates to contraception, fertility, and pregnancy management. And our fundamental core belief is that no matter where a woman lives and no matter who she is, her access to reproductive choice should be easy. So we really are about giving women control over her own fertility. When women are empowered with control over how many children they have and when they have them and the spacing of those children, it's not just her that benefits. It's her other children and her family. It's her significant other. It's her
community in general.
Yes, sustainability is impacted greatly. Right. So that's what we believe, and that's why we do what we do.
Okay. So there's an important conference taking place in Dakar, Senegal right now. It's the second international conference on family planning.
Yes.
And this one looks at some of the research and the best practices out there.
Yeah.
First of all, tell us what the conference is and what are some of the best practices that are being talked about in this conference.
It's the International Conference on Family Planning. And what it really, the goal of it is to look at best practice as it relates to every touch point that impacts family planning. So, yes, maternal mortality is part of the Millennium Goals. And, yes, of course, we recognize that, you know, there's an epidemic, but some of the best practices that we are so pleased are being focused on now is about the supply chain, meaning that there's a lot of incredible work being done by governments and nonprofit organizations, but sometimes there's not as much focus on the integration of all those efforts. So now there is a new call to action to really say, okay, let's start from the beginning. Let's look at the manufacturing process because outstock is a serious issue. Let's look at every piece of it. Are we doing the quality inspection? Are we looking at every aspect of a product? Are we making sure that not only it's going to get approved, but it's going to get into the country, out of the warehouses, not just into the main clinics or not just for government tenders, but every aspect so that every woman who has an unmet need, you know, and as you know, the unmet need is still significant. 215 million women still have an unmet need for modern contraception. So the conference is really a call to action to look at every piece of the puzzle and how all of these organizations can integrate better together.
Okay. In many African societies, there has been resistance to modern contraception based on issues like religion and culture, and because of some of unfounded fears of the health concerns. How do you change these attitudes?
Changing of the attitude, it has to, again, be an integrated approach. So it has to start, obviously, with the governments, with the ministries of health. So there are needs for organizations that focus on policy and advocacy and advocating with the key opinion leaders and thought leaders that can sway the way of thinking so the laws are less restrictive. Then, after you focus on the restrictive laws, then you have to make sure that there's an element of education with women and girls so that they recognize that there isn't harm, that there are safe and effective benefits, you know, to using these choices. But you also have to make sure you're talking to the male constituents as well. You know, as a lot of these men dominate the decision-making around health care for their families, then the more we can get men on board after the policies are changed, those are a big piece of the pie. But one final thing I want to say before I stop is that why an organization like Women Care Global needs to exist is because we're going in to both the public and the private market simultaneously. So it's not just the rich, it's not just the poor, it's both of those segments and creating sometimes access for a whole new middle class of women that perhaps aren't getting access right now today.
Okay. Now, has there been relatively more progress towards the uptake of modern contraception in Africa in the last decades connected to, say, things like metrics like urbanization, higher literacy levels that we've seen that have been going up? Are there any indications that as societies or communities have grown, attitudes have changed. People, women have been receptive a little bit more to using modern contraception.
Absolutely, absolutely. Your point is precisely correct, because the reason of the what matters very significantly is that even with microfinance and microcredit, when a lot of these women in these communities are getting access to be more empowered to create their own businesses and to impact their own communities, they're then recognizing that if they're going to be fiscally and financially responsible, they also at the same time have to look at what's happening in their own family base. What's the time that they're going to have to actually build these new businesses, and what decisions are they making about the family planning in their own lives? So all of that is very, very, very important. And we've seen a shift in our own product line. We have seen every different segment of the market continue to grow and grow exponentially, but in the areas where there's more progressive action taken toward the education, both financially and around their own health care as it relates to women.
Now, you were talking earlier about the supply chain, you know, from where the drugs are made, I mean, from where the contraceptions are made to the end user. And you talked about all these other major players, but what is the role of a man? Because in many of these societies, the man plays a very critical role in deciding whether the woman will receive the contraception, whether he will buy it. They usually are the ones who give the money to the woman to go access or buy it. What is the role of a husband or a man in this supply chain?
Significant. It is so incredibly significant. And I have to say to you that, you know, one of the things that we have to take a more keen eye on is that it can never be about just educating and empowering the woman, because she's not really allowed. Even if she is educated, even if she is empowered, in many cases she has that obstacle if the husband doesn't feel like he is part or an active participant in the decision-making for the family. So our ability, all the people who are doing work in these countries, you know, you, me, everyone, our ability to help the man be empowered to understand that there is a benefit of a quality of life for him, for the children that he has, for the community, is very, very, very critical. Yeah, so acting like, you know, this is a one-way street through the woman is just not effective, because all of those efforts dissipate. You know, they're all for naught, so to speak, if men feel like they're being secluded or we're trying to get around them.
The fallacy out there is that contraception is just for postponing births or ceasing childbearing altogether. These are not the only uses, is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. Contraception is really, frankly, it is a wonderful, wonderful way to space childbirth. So if you want to space childbirth and plan it appropriately so that you're able to make good decisions within your family or your unit, contraception is not permanent. Now, yes, there are permanent methods of contraception, but there are many, many, many. For example, our organization only has one method that's permanent. We have six other methods that are not permanent. A woman can stop them at any time should she choose that she wants to go back and get pregnant again and have more children. And the other thing I want to say, it's a complete myth that these methods that are not permanent cause sterilization or they prevent you from having children in the future. That is not the case. It's really just a way to be able to say, I want to take control over the decision-making for me and my family.